The new guideline clearly defines the qualification and regulations of the internet insurance businesses. Dean of School of Insurance with Central University of Finance and Economics, Hao Yan Su, says rules need to be set up to regulate the new business.
Currently, there are over 80 insurance companies in China. Most of them have their own online platforms to sell products. There are also a few independent online insurance companies. As more and more insurance companies launch their websites, more social capital will enter the internet insurance business. Thus, rules need to be set up to ensure the effective operation of this business.
According to the guideline, only legally registered insurance companies and professional insurance agencies can sell products online. Customers are expected to transfer money directly to a certain account designated by the insurance institute. Third-party payment platforms are not allowed to be involved in this process. Hao Yanfu says setting up the entrance threshold means the disorderly growth of internet insurance will be prevented.
The financial industry needs to be strictly regulated. Those intermediary agencies which are not filed with the supervision department are not allowed to sell insurance products. A special license is required.
The guideline also requires that insurance institute should present information about insurance products and services in clear and understandable language on the internet platform. Professor of Insurance Policy at Beijing Technology and Business University, Wang Jingqu, says the regulation aims to protect consumers' legal rights.
Whether consumers are informed of real conditions or not remains a problem for insurance products sold online. These regulations are greatly needed to avoid disputes.
The regulation is set to come into effect this October. Statistics show that the revenue of internet insurance stood at around 86 billion yuan in 2014, a growth of 195% compared to 2013. For CRI, I'm Yu Yang.